This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to welcome back today as our guest, Congressman William Calmer from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Mr. Calmer, a Democrat, is the Dean of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation here on Capitol Hill, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, Mr. Calmer.
Thank you, Dick. Glad to be back on your program.
I'd like to start off, if I might, by asking you what relation the current efforts to promote so-called civil rights legislation will have on the Southern reaction to the 1960 presidential election.
Well, Dick, as you know, this civil rights, or as I'm pleased to call it, civil wrongs legislation, is but a part and a parcel of the effort of the modern or so-called pseudo-liberals who would remake America under the image of the old world from which our forefathers escaped to establish this new world and this new concept of freedom in the lives of men. Therefore, this particular issue of concentration of power and a continuous whittling away at the foundation stones of our republic as conceived by our founding fathers has been aimed particularly at my section of our great common country known as the South. And since this is peculiarly and particularly a problem of the South because of the concentration of Negroes in that section, and being a political issue of the highest order, it has had a tendency to solidify our people in the South and to, I think, bring about some cohesion and solidarity in the South that has been brewing all of these years because of the continuous drifting away from the foundation stones of the republic. And therefore, this question of independent electors, which a number of us have been advocating for a number of years, seems to be gaining strength. Now, as you know, there are six states in the South who already have the legislative machinery send independent electors to the Electoral College. Now, there's nothing new about this concept. As a matter of fact, while, as I say, I've been advocating for a number of years, it's not new with me. It's as old as the Constitution itself, because the founding fathers, and if you'll pardon my using that term again, never had in mind that these electors that were selected to go to the Electoral College to vote for a candidate for president should go up there and become mere rubber stamps to cast a vote for a particular party candidate. The idea, and it's no one can escape this, of this provision of the Constitution setting up the Electoral College was for the several states to send electors to the Electoral College to cast their ballots for the candidate that best represented the philosophy of that particular state or section. So there's nothing new about it, but as you suggest, this drive for this miscalled civil rights legislation has had a tendency to solidify the South. Now, I said a moment ago that there were six states that had this machinery. It is my information that other states are considering it.
Yes.
For instance, I think it's a foregone conclusion that the Old Dominion state, really the mother of the South, and a state that has contributed so much to the founding of this republic, is now in process of setting up such election machinery itself. So I'm very happy to say that in my judgment, the movement is growing, and it should grow. Again, if I may, and I want you to do some talking here. I don't want to take all the time, but let's go back. There's something deeper than this question of civil rights legislation. That within itself is bad, of course, and it's most reprehensible. This thing goes to the very foundation stones upon which the Republic was founded. To listen to some of these modern liberals, and by the way, I often like to refer to this opinion that if Jefferson, the true liberal of all time, were living, he'd term these modern liberals Tories, because they believe in the concentration of power here under the dome of this Capitol in Washington, as against the Jeffersonian theory and the Founding Fathers' theory of keeping the government close to the people back home at on a local level. Now, I think everyone will agree that with the modern trend that we are gradually drifting further and further away from the foundation stones upon which the Republic was built.
Well, in other words, the people in the South have been cognizant of this trend for some time, and finally it has built up enough momentum in their minds that they are ready to take some specific action towards alleviating it.
Right, Dick, and this so-called civil wrongs thing had just served to kind of point the thing up, and has awakened the people in the South to the real, true situation that exists. Let me just say this again. If this trend is not stopped, this trend of concentration of power here, we are eventually going to wind up, and I just hope I could find some reason to have some hope to the contrary, but we are eventually going to wind up in some type of a totalitarian state, not unlike Russia itself. We must reverse the trend if we are going to save this republic, which your generation and mine and the generations that have preceded us have had the privilege of enjoying. If we're going to preserve it and perpetuate it for the generations to come, then the trend must be reversed.
And now, if the South is to make its political influence felt, this calls, don't you think, for unity on the part of Southern political leaders?
There's no question about that, Dick. The trouble in the South is no different from what it is in other sections. Too many of our political leaders are too much concerned with their own self-aggrandizement, for their own perpetuation in office, for their own political preference, to go out and do the job that should be done if we're going to save the country.
Then it's up to the people to see to it that their leaders are responsive to the public's demands.
I I am absolutely convinced that the people of the South are far ahead of the politicians of the South in their thinking on this. All they want is leadership. And I would like very much to see this thing of independent electors spread to other sections of our great common country. Because in the final analysis, while this may be aimed at the South, this civil wrong stuff, in the final analysis, it's going to affect them also. Because liberty is not a sectional proposition. The liberty of the people of the so-called North is being threatened by all of this so-called liberal movement for concentration of government, as much as the people are in the South. And they, when the chickens finally come home to roost, as we say down home, will find that it affects them as well as it does the people of the South.
Do you feel that in the very short time we have remaining, do you feel that if the South does get together and remain united, follow a common course of political action, perhaps independent electors, that it could reverse the trend? Is it too late yet?
No, I don't think it's too late. I think it's growing late. But I think if the people of the South will unify, that they can color the political stream and alter and change the trend.
Thank you very much, Mr. Collmer. It's been a pleasure having you today. I'll be looking forward to chatting with you again very soon.
Thank you, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Representative William Collmer from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time, and we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.